Blog Talk Radio.
We come to magnify your name. We come to give you all the praise for your love that never changes. Take this time today to lift your holy name. Come to lift the holy name. Hallelujah to the name.
Grace Nurture. This morning we want to take a look at the 23rd division of Psalms. Psalms, as I view it and understand it, basically the first three verses is concerns of a shepherd, writing about a shepherd to other shepherds. David was a shepherd, writing about the Lord and certainly others who are in the role of shepherds or ministry leaders or ministers or preachers or Sunday school superintendents or teachers. You're in a position of a shepherd. A shepherd is one that tends to the needs of others. When we look at the Psalm 23, the writer says, "The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake." When I view and survey these three verses, it puts me in the mind of oftentimes as a church leader, as a parent, and how that it appears that all the resources that I've mustered up or you may have been mustering up over the years, it seems as though someone, maybe from legitimate reasons, have need of your resources. And it seems also that it, at the times, it comes in spurts and seeing one behind another, someone realize that you have resources and they want to access those resources. It seems like they tell others that, hey, he's delivering you, she is giving it away, or she has more than abundance to share. Call them. They can help, or they know someone who can help. And time after time, even when it comes to literary gifts, teachings. Oftentimes, preachers don't have opportunity to be preached to because they're always studying, composing, and sharing truth with others. And oftentimes, unless they attend lectureships or go and support a gospel preacher who's coming to the area, very seldom do they get preached to or receive what they are dispersing to others on a regular basis. And time after time again, it seems like it's always outgo, but there's never really truly any income. Now, I'm saying all these things to encourage those who are in roles of leadership, because it can be a very lonely place from time to time or at times, and it seems as though you're always helping others. But when you in time of need, who's going to help you? Often worry about the police. When the police need a police, who can they call? When the preacher need a preacher, who can they call? When the teacher need a teacher, who can they call? When the parent need parenting, who can they call? And I just want to encourage all of those who's in place of ministry and leadership that you have someone to call. When the going gets tough and the tough gets going and you seem like you don't have any resources to pull from, when you need to pay an unexpected bill or even to help someone, you don't have the necessary resources on hand, who can you appeal to? Who can you cry out to for relief and help and support? So perhaps you can help someone else. I want to leave this message with all of us on this morning, is that we must remember who's our shepherd. King, a warring king, a leader of Israel. And he is just as much human as you and I are. And he had to lead folk who didn't want to follow. He had to sometimes plead with some who he didn't want to plead with. He had some chieftains. He had some leaders who he gave instructions to. He had to follow up on, see whether he carried out his mandates or his dictates. And so it can be very lonely and challenging. Yes, you're in a position of power and authority, but who is there to help you when you need to make a decision that's very unpopular, very unfavorable, very distasteful, but you must make that call, you must make that decision. Hopefully you're thinking that, well, who all is dissatisfied with the decision? I'm carrying the weight of the world on my shoulders. Who is there to help me bear it? I want to encourage you this morning that the Lord is here to help you through the most difficult times. You must remember who's your shepherd. David said, the Lord is my shepherd. This was an emphatic statement. It wasn't any guesswork. It wasn't a maybe, should be, ought to be. Once upon a time it was. In the present tense, right now in here, the Lord is my shepherd. So we must have ownership. We must claim that the Lord is our shepherd. A shepherd, one who provides, overseas, tend to provide provisions, comfort those who are in need. And if we don't have anyone else to go to, we must remember that the Lord is my shepherd. See, you and I are shepherds to others, but we need a shepherd as well. So who can we have as our shepherd? Yeah, I know preachers have preacher friends and brothers and sisters have sisters, secret sisters and so forth, but sometimes they can't help you in your dilemma or in your circumstance or help you to see beyond the clouds. We need someone that sits high and looks, we know who's know us better. We know ourselves, or who can be there when no one else would be there, that we could call upon in times of need. David could call upon the Lord because he determined that the Lord was his shepherd, and I will not go on lacking. See, I shall not want, because the shepherd provides, like you and I, as ministers, as teachers, as parents, as overseers and Sunday schools, teachers and superintendents, we have that drive to provide what sheep need. Now, we are sheep too, and we need a shepherd to provide us as sheep needs as well. So David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He says, when I get so tired and I don't know what to do, he allows me, or he makes me to lie down in the most comforting place, as green pastures, as compared to all parched and burned out and barren wasteland. He allows me to lie down in green life, vegetation, green pastures. He said, he leads me beside the still water. I'm thirsty. It not only allows me to have rest, it gives me the nutrients and the water I need so I can stay hydrated. And it leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. My spirit is down, and therefore he lifts my internal spirits to a level where I can rejoice and be happy and satisfied that I'm okay, just like we as shepherds try to make sure that everybody else is okay. He restores our soul. He leads us in the right direction. He allows us to make the right decision. He doesn't mislead us. He doesn't misinform us. He leads us in a path of righteousness because of his nature as a shepherd. He does these things. Now, some say, well, that's a spiritual application, preacher. How is that applied to real life? Well, oftentimes the decisions you and I make, they're really predicated upon our mindset, our disposition. There is research that shows that people who are addicted to drugs or have mental illness and these types of mind challenges, oftentimes it's not the drug that does the healing and the curing. The drug usually causes you to relax, causes you to get focus and balance. So where the counselor or the psychiatrist can talk you into having the right behavior and the right mindset to make the right decisions to cure yourself from the challenges you have with being addicted to drugs or having things that challenge your thinking process. It's not always the drugs. The drugs is just to calm you down so someone can talk to you. God's word, it soothes your soul and your mind and your thought process to a degree that you can think clear. That is why prayer is so needed. It is so powerful because it causes your heart to be calm, your mind to be soothed, so you can think your way through the process. Oftentimes, we, in a haste to make a decision, we make the inappropriate or wrong decision because our spirit is not right. Prayer causes your spirit to get right. When you recognize God, when you appeal to God in prayer and meditation, God, you know what's going on with me better than anyone else. Help me through this. It's those times and those relationships and contact with God that we become victors because we allowed him to cause us to have the right mindset, the right disposition, and the right spirit so we can make the right decision. And so those of us who are in leadership, teaching, superintendent, Sunday school, sisters, ladies, leadership class, whatever you want to call it, remember who's your shepherd. As a parent, as a leader in your church or your school, remember who's your shepherd. May God bless you, and may he keep you. It's our prayer today. May God bless us, and may he keep you.